So Vesta Stout invented a fabric-like tape that could close that box and would be waterproof. That's how duct tape was invented. Does that sound brilliant? Amazing? Would you say, hey, let's market that? She sent it to her boss, and the boss said, what a lousy idea. Bad idea. She didn't give up. She persisted. That's what a child does. You see, it's not really good advice to go above your boss. You probably shouldn't do that very often. But Vesta did that. She believed in what she had put together. She knew that it would make a difference. She had relatives that were actually fighting on the front lines. She believed in what she put together. She wrote a letter to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. She included a sample. She wrote up a design and sent it off to Washington, D.C. President Roosevelt not only approved of what she had invented, but put it into production immediately. And duct tape, of course, has changed the world ever since then. Persistence. Children of God have persistence. Sometimes don't we lose that as, you know, there are certainly advantages to aging and growing in wisdom and stature, but there are also some advantages to having a childlike view of things around us, to see the possibility, to persist when we believe in something. I experience that as a father. When I see a mess in the house, I think disaster and a waste of an afternoon putting everything away. My children see it's an opportunity to build a fort, and this is adventure. I look at going to the grocery store as a drag, and it's just got to be done. My kids look at it as adventure. Miles looks at it as an opportunity to shoot webs, invisible webs, at people that cross his way. Children of God, persist. See possibility. See potential when they believe in something. As children of God, as we hear other people, just a note about that too, as we think about applying this in our own lives, we shouldn't dismiss or be cynical about another person's request or how they see the world. Because when we do that, we're kind of like Vesta's boss that said, duct tape, bad idea. Here at Peace Lutheran Church, I don't think we do that. What we do here is we uplift every single request of every child that comes, whether into this sanctuary or in a phone call or through social media, and we uplift those prayer requests. When you see the prayer list in your bulletin, you might come across and sometimes say, boy, is everyone getting unhealthy? Oh my goodness. Or you might say, I've seen that name on that list for a very long time. Or you might say, boy, I don't even know who that person is. What drives the way that prayer list is put together is nothing more than uplifting every request, every need that is presented to the church. And yes, some people just need to hear their name prayed for months after months after months with the needs that they have. What a good thing it was that Jesus was broken from this moment in which he was busy. He had things right in front of him to get to die on the cross at Calvary. He was busy. But what he was doing was communicating something for all time, for each one of us to think about. Every person counts. Every voice is heard. Every person that feels insignificant matters to God. And each of us needs to hear that today, because in a world of 7 billion people, we can sometimes feel insignificant. We sometimes feel that our voice is lost. But hold on today to the truth. In fact, be a little child. Realize that you have an invisible all-access badge. You can use it any moment to access your Heavenly Father. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share more about the Apostles' Creed and what we believe in it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your children here at Peace Lutheran Church. Thank you in so many ways in which you take initiative And you give us that all access pass to you, Father. And may we never forget that. May we always bask in how close you want to be with us, how you want to answer our prayers. Give us today renewed passion to know that we are your children. In Jesus' name, amen.